Going to believe the vacation I have planned for us, and it's well within our budget. Wait here, I'll get the brochure. You are going to love it.
We're not going.
Why not?
When Larry comes back, you're just going to have to tell him we're not going.
Where is it we're not going?
It doesn't matter. If Larry planned it, we're not going.
Now, ladies, listen to me. I know that in the past, Cousin Larry's trips have proved a little life-threatening, but this time, things are going to be different. Now, I took a peek at the travel brochure, and just between you and me, I think I can safely say that this time, everything's coming up noses.
Balky, I still haven't gotten my luggage back from our last trip.
Come on now, come on. Cousin Larry wants more than anything for you to have a good time. He's trying to make up for his past mistakes.
Balky, we know his intentions are good, but that's when he's the most dangerous.
Well, maybe we should give Larry another chance. I mean, after all, he did pay all of our medical bills last time.
Well, my tetanus shot is up to date, so... Why not?
Great.
Now, everything is set. We are going to paradise.
Well, if we all follow the golden rule, I don't know why not.
We are going to Club Paradise. It's a small resort island tucked away in the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico.
Great, we'll go.
Now, just hear me out. Because it's got sunshine, beaches.
Sounds wonderful.
Now, I know I've messed up before, but just give it a chance. It's got great shopping, great food, entertainment. What?
I think they're saying yes.
They are? Well, that's great. I told you there'd be no problem.
Well, here we are, Mr. Appleton. Hope you enjoy yourselves. Someone will be right with you.
Well, didn't I tell you this was a great vacation package? With free transportation from the airport.
Larry, it was a mule cart.
I don't believe this place.
I don't believe it either. This is nicer than the Howell's Hut in Gilligan's Island.
Come on. It's island. It's native.
It's falling apart.
I love this place. The whole sense of decayed elegance. Fabulous.
Jennifer, it's got character. Besides, we'll be spending most of our time on the beach anyhow. Come on, let's check in.
Oh, cozy. Can I ring the bell?
Okay, you ring the bell.
I'm having fun already.
Well, hi there. Welcome to Club Paradise. I'm Mac McIntyre, and you are?
Appleton. Larry Appleton.
Well, we're delighted to have you. I'll just get someone to help you with your bags. But... Just Follow me. They shot Papillon here, you know. Well, here are your keys. And I just hope that you have a wonderful weekend in paradise. Mi casa es su casa.
Well, thanks, Mac. Well, what do you say we take a swim, go into town, and shop till we drop?
Okay, we'll change and meet you in the lobby.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Interesting wallpaper.
Boy, these walls are thin. It sounds like Marianne is right here in their room with us. Boy, these walls really are thin. I can see through them. I wonder if they can see us. No, they can't.
Belky!
Oh!
What are you doing in our room?
Well, we're not in your room. This is our room, I think.
No.
Well, let's see. We're in 101. You're in 102.
Oh, wow. This room is nicer than ours.
Balky?
Yes?
This is the same room.
Well, I'll be snookered. Because this is great! Now, when you call out Jennifer's name in your sleep, she'll be right here.
Larry, this is not going to work.
Wait, no problem. I'll call the desk and get this all straightened out.
Ask him to send up another bed.
And another wall.
Hello, Mac? Yeah, this is Larry Appleton. Yeah, listen, we only have one room, and we did pay for two. Simple math would tell us that we're exactly one room short. Yeah, you get my point? Uh-huh. I see. Well, let me get back to you on that.
What did he say?
Well, there are two other rooms. One is a little flooded, and the other has snakes. But they're not poisonous. He said we could take our pick.
Well, of course, what kind of fool would want the flooded room? We'll take the snakes.
You did it to us again. Now let's get our money back and get out of here. Now.
Hey, there's just a little problem with the accommodations. I'll work it out with Mac. Hey, this place is going to look great from the other side of a suntan.
This is the worst vacation I've had with you since the last worst vacation I've had with you.
I better go talk to her.
What's with her?
Colton, call it intuition, call it common sense, call the wind Mariah. I don't think the girls are happy here, so even though I love it, I think we should leave.
Balky, I have put a lot of thought and planning into this vacation.
I know that.
I need your support here. Now, after we get this room thing worked out, I'm sure the girls will come around.
Ah! There's a thing in the bathtub!
But relax. Just relax. In tropical climates, you've got to expect the occasional insect or bug. Now, whatever it is, I'll take care of it.
Ah! What is it, cousin?
Well, it's either a spider or a very hairy Volkswagen. Okay, my turn.
Okay. Okay, my turn. Ow! 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 Cousin, I know we're having the time of our lives, but I don't think the girls quite share our enthusiasm for this place.
What are you talking about? The girls are having a wonderful time.
Larry, I hate this place. There is no swimming pool, no golf course, and you have to rappel down a cliff to get to the beach.
And I don't know why we bother to get all dressed up. There's nothing to do.
Well, that amusement park next door looked like fun.
Melky, that isn't an amusement park. That's a refinery.
Okay. You want to leave? We'll leave.
Mosquitoes. Watch out for the dead ones. You could turn an ankle.
Mac, what time does the plane leave for the mainland?
20 minutes ago, but there's another one tomorrow.
All right, we can leave tomorrow. In the meantime, let's just try to enjoy the time we've got here.
You know, I think we're all experiencing a sugar low. Why we don't go into town and sample the island cuisine?
Now that's the spirit, Balky. Mac, can you recommend a good restaurant on the island?
Oh, I sure could. Welcome to Shay Mac. Do you have reservations?
This is a good restaurant?
Well, this is the only restaurant. We did have a little Tex-Mex place on the North Beach, but it went under last week.
Went out of business?
No, it really went under. It sank. We got sinkholes all over the island.
Well, why don't we just eat here? I've got a good feeling about it.
You do? Well, let's eat here anyway.
Hi. My name's Mac. I'll be your waiter this evening. The specials are on the house, but I will need the little umbrellas back.
Well, now this is nice, huh? This is what it's all about. This is why you get up in the morning. This is why you...
Put a sock in it, Larry.
Cousin, could I have a private word with you? Excuse us. This story is about the most pig-headed pig farmer on Meepos, Oinky. One day, Oinky thought he had made the deal of his life on a prize pig. Only when he got it home, he discovered that it wasn't a pig at all. It was a dog in pig's clothing. His family was going hungry because there was no bacon, but Oinky was stubborn. Even when his pig chased cars, buried bones, and beat the mailman, he refused to admit he'd made a mistake. Oinky's family finally left him on the day his pig had puppies. Because of his stubbornness, he had to spend the rest of his days alone.
What's your point?
No matter what face you put on this hotel, it's still a dog. Now, cousin, your pig-headedness is costing you your friends.
I wanted so badly for Jennifer to enjoy this trip. I thought this would be my chance to make up for the...
Cousin, it's over.
All right, I booked us on a trip to hell. I'm sorry. We can leave on the plane tomorrow, and I promise never to plan another vacation again.
Well, I guess we can make it through one night.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world.
Well, at least we can spend a quiet evening and enjoy the peaceful solitude of a tropical island.
We'll be fine in here. I think we've seen the worst of it.
Marianne, if I die, I want you to have my Wayne Newton albums.
Thanks, Balky. Jennifer, if I die, I want you to have all of my clothes and Balky's Wayne Newton albums.
Thank you, Marianne. And Larry, if I die, I'm taking you with me.
What is all this talk about death? We are going to be fine. These tropical storms pass quickly. They blow, and then they're gone.
Ha ha ha!
I think we've finally seen the worst of it.
You know what the best thing about going away on vacation with you is?
No, Belky, what's that?
Coming back home alive. I just love it.
You know, I think I'm gonna take a vacation from planning vacations.
Oh, Dawson, you don't have to do that.
I don't?
No.
No?
When the girls and I were pulling you out of that sinkhole, we decided to never let you plan a trip again anyway.
I'm sorry for ruining the entire weekend.
Oh, come on, Cousin. It wasn't a complete waste of time. I got some neat souvenirs.
Oh, you didn't buy one of those visors from Mac, did you?
Well, of course not. Don't be ridiculous. Remember that spider we saw in the bathroom?
Later tonight on Nightline, how significant are today's events in South Africa? Is it too soon to start cheering? Ted Koppel looks at the latest developments tonight. Tuesday's terrific in Fort Lauderdale on Who's the Boss? And when Kevin asks Winnie to go out on a consolation date with Paul, it leads to a terrible romantic predicament on The Wonder Years. Now stay tuned for Just the Ten of Us.